Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz. What's up?
I was just wanting to see if we could get another Obama impression this morning.
Before I do full Obama, I got to get a name.
It's Courtney.
Courtney, good to see you. Just talked to Sasha and Malia. They are big fans of you, Courtney. And together, yes, we can.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Does that not sound just like him?
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Yeah.
See, I was listening back to it yesterday, and I was like, wow, that sounds so good.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Courtney, what are you doing up so early?
I actually just woke up to try and catch the show and just get ready for my day.
That's awesome.
Wake up to hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Courtney, I love you. Yes, these are obviously your tickets, girl.
I'm crying at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh. Hartzell, do it one more time.
And we'll see you at Buns Under Stars.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Courtney. Talk to you later.
Yes, we can.
All right.
Bye. Uh-huh.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Friends.
On 96.5 The Buzz.
Hartzell.
Yes, Jordan.
As a recovering codependent.
Oh, God. Jordan's early.
Yes, I know it's early, but people will get this. They'll totally understand. When you've been in those kinds of situations and the codependent is somebody that kind of like stop, they don't know when to give up on things. Basically, they think that they could, because of the way that they've been treated, they think that, I don't know, that they can fix things that aren't fixable in relationships. Well, because of my obsessive, like, because of that, I always get worried about things that I don't give up on. Like, is this because I can do something more with this or... Am I just falling back into my...
Things or people? Or both?
Okay, so I'm saying things for a reason.
Okay.
People, whatever. I don't care.
Just whatever. It's fine.
People suck. Yeah, people suck. That's it. I don't want to date ever again. I'm dead on the inside. But I am talking about this pair of jeans that I'm wearing right now.
Now...
These.
I feel like those are your pairs of jeans.
This is my one good favorite pair of jeans.
Because black is your aesthetic,
uh-huh.
And you rock it. Let's not step on that. You rock it
Thank
very
you.
Well.
It's you do. Slimming.
It pops with the frosted tips, Jordan. It's just
they're not frosted tips, but we'll deal with that later. They're not frosted tips.
So yeah, this is your look. Now are those your only pairs of jeans like that? Or are they like? Tell me about it.
This is my favorite pair. I've had them for like a year, and I wear a lot of the same exact clothes, but it's because I have 14 t-shirts like this, 14, like everything.
I do the same. You've seen my black hoodie attire?
Yes.
Same kind of deal.
The only thing that I don't have are more than one pair of jeans that look like this. I have other jeans, but these are my favorite. Yep. And you know with jeans, you get used to them. Also, I hate jean shopping.
Because you got to find the right fit. And when you know. I had to go buy patches for the first time this year. Because I'm like, those are my jeans. And I miss those jeans. I got emotional over those jeans.
Really?
Oh, remember that tweet?
Well, okay, yes, that's right. That's what kind of reminded me of this because, well, the thing I hate about shopping for jeans is, first off, one place you're a size this, and then the next place you're 20 times bigger, and you're like, what the hell?
Right.
So that's why I hate shopping for jeans. I'll get one pair, and I'll wear them out. This pair of jeans is the same pair that I wore the first time that I met a Buzz listener in real life. And they came up to me and they're like, hey, are you Jordan Silver? I'm like, yes.
Sentimental now.
And then they go, hey, I've got something to tell you. Your fly is down. these jeans, the fly goes down. So that's problem number one. And so anytime I'm out in public I go to the bathroom, or not even that, it'll just open like regardless. The fly, I almost swore, the fly. But I will walk out of the bar and I guess I'll look kind of like a dude when they adjust their junk. Because I'm really just looking to see if my fly is open. Or closed.
Zipper or button fly?
Zipper.
Okay. Because I've got the button fly, and those things pop open all the time.
Those do? Because I figured that was the answer.
Right now.
Yeah, no. Oh, hi.
You see that?
Hello, yes.
You see them?
Yes.
Just hanging out.
Okay.
Let me button these back up. Sorry, Jordan. I know it's early.
No, it's okay. But that's not my only problem with these jeans. So, a couple days ago, I think I was talking to Jeremy in the studio, and I put my hand in my pocket, and I heard rip, 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 rip.
Oh, no.
It was my pocket.
Oh, I thought you ripped something. Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
No,
I got nervous.
No. It was my pocket. So I, on my left side, which is where I always put my telephone. So now not only do these jeans have the fly going down, okay? Now there's a hole in the pocket where, here's the thing, and this has happened about 8 or 9 times. I need to go to the store because this is not right. But I'll put my phone in my pocket, right? Or think I will. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I know, it falls out of the hole in my knees.
Now it's on your shoes.
My entire, the whole phone falls from my pocket, because there's no pocket there anymore, to the hole in my knees, and my phone falls out the hole in my knees. And let me tell you, there is nothing funnier than just standing there with people and then that happening, and everyone is like, does your phone just fall out of the hole in your knees?
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Really hard not to sing along to that one.
I never feel silent.
Wow.
I did. I went there.
That was the soul.
I prefer the whistle. I can nail that whistle part. It's a song. The singing's rough.
So early. And then what if you've had a long day, a real long day, which most bands do, and you just don't feel like whistling?
That's when you put that track behind it.
Okay.
That's what you
got
do.
Got it. That's what they probably do if yes. they've had a long day. Or they're super professionals, don't know, and they do the whistle perfectly all the time.
Nah. Okay. Track it.
Trampoline Shade on Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. And we got the Buzz Family Creep going on. We're waking up and looking at the internet, just like everybody, looking at people's social media.
It's not weird.
No, it's what we all do.
It's what you do.
Exactly.
Yes.
Sometimes before you even go to the bathroom, there's stats that say that more people do this before they go to the bathroom.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Well, I mean, that's us.
Really? No, I have to pee.
Oh, no. I'll sit up. Well, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get into a whole deal.
So I am looking at...
It's a process, Jordan. That's what I'm trying to say.
Instagram user Claire Melt, and they posted something that said, my girlfriend told me to take the spider out instead of killing it. So we went ahead and had some drinks. Cool guy, wants to be a web developer. All right.
What a turn that took.
Right?
Man, what a story you
I
just told.
I really took that spider out.
That was beautiful, I think. I have been creeping on some bands today. So at Hembry Music, our boys Hembry,
yep,
homegrown, they went on a whole like dissertation on Jiffy Lube. And I got a verbatim because it made me pop. You guys ever been to a Jiffy Lube? They pretty much tell you your car is going to explode. And you need to buy like 97 other things to make it run smoothly. Then after like 37 minutes of haggling, you pay a pretty fair price for a standard oil change and drive away. That's pretty much it, right? That's your step-by-step process.
Yes.
I was at Jiffy Lube like 2 weeks ago, and that was spot on.
So really?
It just made me laugh.
That's kind of what it's like being a female and going to any car place.
Yes.
Most car places, not all of them, but... Yeah,
they try to run y'all dirty, don't they?
Yeah, which is funny because the car that I had last time, I had the manual to fix it, and I did some fixing of it myself, and so it would be funny because it was so expensive to fix it. I'm like, I could take this plug out, put this plug in, and it would save me $1,000.
Hey, don't take this the wrong way, Jordan. I just would never have seen you as a, a grease head, you know? You're going to be under the car moving some things with the... Allen wrench and the...
The Allen wrench? The you don't use an Allen. Oh, my God.
Can you tell I don't do any of this?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, very much so. What's no,
the dipstick?
You don't do anything with a dipstick.
Well,
I mean, you
not?
Do, but like that. If you're, that's somebody else's job.
Well, seems like a loss to me.
It's not. No, but I'm very logical with things, so that's what I really like about cars is it almost feels like it's magic. If you don't understand, because there's so many little pieces and little boxes that do little vibrating things, and like, what's your starter? What's your alternator? What's all this blah, 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 blah.
See, it's sensory. That's too much for me. That's
right.
It's sensory overload. See, where you can take that and mold it into something that makes sense, I'm overwhelmed and I leave it there.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I
pull
you.
And then mom does
it. Oh my God, does she?
Then mom takes care of it.
She actually gets under the hood of the car. And
my woman's a trooper.
Adjusts your alternator.
She's a champ.
That's amazing.
She needs lemonade. I go inside. I bring it out to her. She needs a towel because she might get a little sweaty. So, yeah. I know my role. I play my part.
Okay.
And Ma's good at this thing.
Dolly Mama on Instagram said, yo, last year was tough, but I'm even tougher. 20 pounds down from last July. Lots of stop and goes and recovery. A broken elbow. And cardio is still not my friend, but many reasons to squeeze in these gym sessions. She looks great.
Hell yeah.
20 pounds.
Props,
yes.
Girl, that's what we're talking about.
At Dolly Mama, who works out at the YMCA.
Proud of you. That's, hey,
yeah,
you know
she
what?
Looks great.
Because what's today? Today is February 26th. A lot of people, you know, maybe sliding out of those resolutions, but good for you.
That's right.
Keeping it going, looking
proud.
Good, feeling good. Yeah, to love yourself is the beginning of a lifelong friendship, Jordan.
I guess.
Jesus, Jordan. A little inspiration, huh? Come on. All right. I'm sticking to bands. Got a cryptic one. At Low Moon. Are you a fan of Low Moon, Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jordan. It's a good band. They played some shows for us. Mm-hmm. Well, their tweet is simply dot, dot, dot. And they have a picture of LMEP/LM2 demos. If I had to guess, I'm going to assume that's Low Moon EP.
Oh.
Low Moon 2 demos.
Oh.
And that's all they posted, so I don't know where to go. That was a Apple Music screenshot, so maybe take a trip to Apple Music.
Oh.
And maybe you might see something you might like from Low Moon.
I used to work there.
I haven't checked it yet, so the link might be gone.
That's true.
Because we're radio people.
From user on Twitter, at Illuminati Hotties.
These names today have been excellent.
I know. They tweeted, Bud Light, this is really something to make you think. And I sat there looking at this and going, is it? I think it is. Bud Light is just bread flavored LaCroix.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on The Buzz.
That's one of those songs that you think you've heard before, but you haven't, because mm-hmm. it's so good. It just sits somewhere in your brain.
I love that, you know, that anthem feel when you got like the whole da 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 da. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're sitting in the crowd and you just look around and everything is just perfect.
Yep.
And the wind hits you in that right direction. You just start bawling.
So you're in an outdoor venue?
Yeah.
And is it really the wind that's making you bawl?
No, I'm just super high.
Okay.
Like, I've been doing a lot of drugs.
Lovely the band, Maybe I'm Afraid, Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. We're talking about cars just a little bit ago. And I asked you a random question, which I cannot believe that the answer is no.
I don't know how you would think the answer would be yes. How long have you known me now?
6 months.
Yeah, no, you should know. You would learn after 6 minutes that I don't do any of that.
It's weird because I am the kind of person that if I don't want to cook, I order Postmates.
Same.
I will use money, I guess, to fix my problems as opposed to just doing them myself. But not in this case. Because I, unlike you, can change a spare tire.
Yeah, nah, you can have all that noise. F all that. Nope.
Dude, it's so easy.
No, it is.
Your car comes with a jack and all the tools you need for it.
No, because listen, because what if that car falls off the jack?
There are things you're supposed to know. Like, you can't do it on a hill.
Mm-hmm. You know what you can do on a hill? Call AAA. That's what you can do on a hill.
Are you telling me? Wait a minute.
That's what you do on a hill.
Are you telling me that if you get a flat tire, rather than just opening your trunk,
mm-hmm.
lifting up whatever's in there,
sure.
according to your mother, it's a lot of junk,
sure.
pulling out the tire, pulling out the little tire rod, pulling
sure.
out the jack,
sure.
putting the jack underneath the car where it should be.
Why not?
Pumping it up. Well, sure. Oh, sorry. Actually, I missed something. You're supposed to loosen the lug nuts first.
News to me.
And then pump the car up.
News to me.
And then take the old tire off, put the new tire on, tighten it up, put it down, then tighten the lug nuts.
See,
perfectly.
This all seems like a whole...
You can do it in 50... Have you seen, like, NASCAR? They do it in, like, 30 seconds.
Jordan, again, how long have you known me?
Right. I don't watch NASCAR either.
I watching NASCAR, and if I am watching NASCAR, it's definitely not to look at the pit crew.
Hold on. So you're in the middle of the desert.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm thirsty. This makes me thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the middle of the desert.
Okay.
Thinking of the desert makes me thirsty. There is no cellular telephone reception.
Then I wouldn't be there.
Not even...
I wouldn't be there. You can stop right there. I wouldn't go.
So you would specifically not go to places where there would be no cellular telephone.
What's the point at that? There's no reason
you're
to go.
You're driving across America. It's a rite of passage thing.
Now, you know what I'll do? I'll hop on a plane because I got that flat and I'll call AAA while I'm up 30,000 feet in the sky.
This is so weird.
I'm not doing any of this. How is this? You know me. I moisturize in abundance. I am not getting any of that tire stuff.
But you're also...
I can turn the car on.
Thrifty. You're also thrifty.
About very certain
You've
types
eaten out of
things.
The trash can before.
Yeah, but there's certain things you just don't play with. You know, like, I don't
mess... But you'll eat out of the trash can, but you won't.
Oh, yeah. My stomach is always up for grabs. But when it comes to my driving, I don't leave that to chance. I'm going to call my guy at AAA, of which I've been a member for almost 10 years now. I think I should get some type of prize. Yeah. And I've used that thing many times.
For what? Please don't tell me gas.
I ran out of gas twice.
Oh, my God. These are not reasons for AAA.
I've gotten many a flat tire. That transmission to my old Isuzu was just a piece of work. Let's see. I've gotten my car towed from the station like 4 different times.
Is that because you parked in Johnny Dare's spot? Because that's a thing around here, just so you know. Buzz family.
Is that why my gas was siphoned? Maybe that was it.
Somebody siphoned your gas?
Yeah, somebody broke into my car.
What is this, Lord of the Flies?
Keys? Check. Phone? Check. Wallet? Check. Jordan Silver and friends? Check.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
So, did you ever watch The Umbrella Academy? It's all over Netflix.
Asia's finished it. I watched a little bit of it. She loves it.
Okay.
She said it's great.
I didn't know that it was Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance's show.
That is news to me.
Me too. Really? Me too. Yeah, I've been like avoiding it because it kind of looked like fantasy.
It looks like, show. I mean, I saw a little bit of the pilot. It's really good. Like, it looks solid.
People
she
love
loved it.
She People.
Loved
that. So, thing. I'm going to check it out. But he said that he based members of the TV show, because he wrote it, on his band members, because being in a band is like being in a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of cool.
It's also what it's like being on the radio.
Yep.
Flea is giving away a bass. If you post a video of your Flea-inspired bass riff, then you just put it on Twitter and hit them up for the details of how to do it. But you can get a free bass from Flea.
I feel like you should do the contest who has the best abs or something. You know, who can rock that shirtless Flea look, you know?
That's true. Or you can get like a microphone from Anthony Kiedis.
I want that.
It's like, what does he play?
I know. I'd rather have that leathery skin body, you know?
Billie,
really turns me on.
Yes. Billie Eilish's debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? That comes out on March 29th. And if you pre-order it through Target, you also get an exclusive poster, sticker, and temporary tattoo.
I used to do that all the time. I would stock out all like the, what was it? Sam Goody. You remember Sam Goody?
Of course.
FYE, all that. I would go get the bonus, you know, because there were shirts in that thing sometimes.
Yes.
All that.
Yes.
You want to do some national news, Jordan?
Yes, please.
It is a busy day for your favorite president. And that's a self-titled, self-appointed title.
I just want you to know that my favorite president was Theodore Roosevelt, because he got shot once. And
Teddy, huh?
Yeah, he got shot once while he was giving a speech and still continued to do the speech for 2 hours and then went to the hospital. Thank you.
Teddy was
that's
badass.
My president.
Teddy was a badass president.
Well, I haven't read all of the things that he's done, but
he's okay. He's pretty good. Bootstraps, huh? Bootstraps mentality. Okay. We have a busy day for these here United States. So the Congress is voting to possibly get rid of Trump's emergency declaration.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably go through. It's going to go through in the House. Senate, we'll see. It's going to be vetoed by the president, so it's all for naught. But that's going on today. Also, Trump is en route to Vietnam, meeting with Kim Jong-un. It's their second summit. We got some audio. Let's play that right now.
Vietnam for his second summit with Kim Jong-un, after starting the day touting how close he is with the North Korean dictator.
I have a very, very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. It's very, very good.
We have a special feeling, and I think it's going to lead to something very good.
That sounds like nothing.
That dude cracks me up.
Sounds and like the personal
worst,
life.
It's like the worst Ernest Goes to Vietnam parody. You know what I mean? Thank you for that.
All right. So in the national news, also yardbarker.com, which is a sports site, published the most hated teams in sports. They polled all of their listeners, and you would not be surprised to know the teams in all sports. Number
okay.
five.
Here we go.
Is a team that I don't like baseball-wise. The Red Sox.
Okay.
Ugh. Number four, the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's college football.
Yeah, Nick Saban's the worst. Boo.
Number three, most hated team in sports, the Golden State Warriors of the NBA. I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't make this list. I'm just reading it. Don't shoot the messenger. Especially because the number two and one is so funny. Number two is my favorite team, and number one is the team that I hate the most.
Okay.
Number two of Yardbarker's most hated teams in sports, the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boo. Boo. The evil empire.
I can turn your microphone down when you speak about my Yankees.
Hey, you better watch out, because KC's about to let you have it if you
I
like
know,
the Yankees.
I know. Even Santa Claus. Do you remember? I was wearing a hat. Santa Claus is in the studio. He's like, you're automatically on the naughty list. I was like, I cured cancer. He's like, I hate the Yankees. I'm like, Santa, I didn't know you could hate anything.
It's true.
And without further ado,
oh yeah, we know
don't
this
even
one.
Need to. Like, do I even really need to read who the number one hated team is in sports?
No.
We all know.
Their owner likes to get busy in spas.
Yeah. So you know what? Yeah. We'll move on. Everybody knows. Just if you don't know, if you're inquisitive at all, just feel your heart. Your heart will tell you the number one most hated team in sports.
By the way, just real quick, that Robert Kraft thing, he did it like hours before the Super Bowl.
I saw that.
Like that's
hilarious. He did it before the game here. He was in Florida.
That's excellent. Anyway, moving on.
And then came here for that very cold game where the most hated team in sports
I mean, whatever.
Played
that dude.
Our heroes.
77 years old. We got some news. I know you like to booze, Jordan. And on this here Kansas side, we have the issue of the most she can get is 3.2 beer.
Yeah.
3.2%. I don't even know. The Kansas rule on Sundays, too. I don't get it.
Oh, I'm sorry. What year is it?
Seriously, right? Exactly. Well, the year right now is 2019, mm-hmm. and we're about to have some moves with this here beer.
Okay.
Morning, Joe and Gina. Well, in little over than a month, customers here we're at QT right now, customers will see more than just Miller Lite and Coors Light and even Keystone inside of these cases. They may even see some beers from some of our local breweries. That's because come April 1st, there will be a new law that will go into effect. Former Governor Sam Brownback signed this law back in 2017. Now, 2 years later, the time has come and stores are gearing up for the new regulation.
Boom. Up to 6% alcohol going to be in your Kansas convenience locations. So there we go.
Wow.
April 1st. Write it down.
April 1st. Oh, we'll be waiting outside of something.
We'll go to Quick Trip right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be waiting right when we get off. 10:01, go buy us something real
nice.
That's
right, because everybody's so sick of the tweet that we read earlier. Bud Light is just like bread-flavored LaCroix.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
So this is new. This is something I call the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. And the way that it works is I found a term that the kids are using.
The
or
youths.
Even not. I don't know. It's funny. And so we'll learn something new together.
Right.
And so I'm going to tell the Buzz family the term. They call in with the answer. And don't look it up. Because you don't win anything if you get it right. You win tickets if you are the fifth caller.
Yes.
So I'm just going to pick it up and be like, all right, what do you think the blank is?
Yes. And then, so if you're number five, you're going to win. So let's do it legit and have some fun.
Yeah. The fun part of this is not when people get it right. It's when they misinterpret it.
Yes.
So, Urban Dictionary word of the day. The word today is chevrelegs.
I like
C-H-E-V-O-R-L-E-G-S. Chevrelegs. We've had a car theme kind of today.
Yeah, we have. Okay.
So I was thinking chevrelegs is a good one. Let's do an example. Let's pretend that you're a buzz caller. Ready?
Okay.
Hi, the buzz. What do you think chevrelegs are?
Hello. First off, my name's Barack Obama. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Appreciate that, Jordan Silver. Chevrelegs. I'm going to go ahead and say that's when you got to have the long legs to get into your Chevy.
Mr. President, that is a very good guess.
Thank you.
But I apologize because that is incorrect.
Well, that's okay. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one. Yes, we can.
So, yes, we can. So, Urban Dictionary word of the day. Give me a call right now, 576-7965. Let me know what you think the definition of chevrelegs could possibly be. Fifth caller wins tickets to Andrew McMahon.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Hello, The Buzz. What do you think chevrelegs are?
Just a slang term for shave her legs.
Slang term for shave her legs? No. Hey, The Buzz, what do you think chevrelegs are, according to UrbanDictionary.com?
Man, being the redneck that I am, I think that's a nice, long set of beautiful legs.
That's a really good answer. Unfortunately, not what I'm looking for.
I think it's when your Chevrolet breaks down and you have to push it like a Flintstone car.
You know what?
That's good.
Well, you know what? That's basically it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I work for Ford, so that kind of first thing that pops in mind.
Do you guys use that term?
No, we don't, but it's first thing that popped in my mind.
Basically that. Chevrolegs, according to UrbanDictionary.com, is when you don't have a car, so your mode of transportation is your chevrelegs.
Oh, okay.
Learning something new every day.
News to me.
So, Hartzell, if we were going on a date,
mm-hmm.
and I picked you up but I didn't have a car,
yeah,
I'd be like, all right, I'll come get you at 7 with my chevrelegs.
And I'll say, order me an Uber.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Sounds like a Daft Punk song, which is very interesting because the first thing that I have this day in music history is Daft Punk.
Oh, look at that.
In 2001, on this day, Daft Punk released their second album, and they changed their music style from house to electronic disco and started wearing those helmets.
Yep.
That's on this day in 2001.
So rather important day if you think about it, at least for our world.
Yeah, but then this happened in 1954. Responding to the rise of popularity of black music, Congress proposed a bill forbidding distribution of obscene, lewd, or filthy publications.
Yeah. Didn't like that. Moving and shaking. Can't be gyrating. And the
It failed, though.
Yeah, and then the white folks just stole the black music.
Exactly.
There's CC Elvis Presley.
Right. There's a local venue that there's kind of an issue with that. Anyway, we'll move on.
Still a thing, y'all. Still a thing.
On this day in 1932, Johnny Cash was born.
Hey. And Man in Black.
Yes. I'm being very careful. They didn't have any of his like good old songs, so I'm not complaining, Johnny Cash. But you've got local news?
Yeah, Jordan, Kansas wants to get in that weed game, girl.
Okay.
Kansas trying to get in the game, so Missouri passed medical marijuana in the fall, Amendment 2. Kansas trying to get in on the action because money.
The president of the Amendment 2 campaign. Since it passed, Missouri has received nearly 450 application fees, totaling more than $3 million.
Boom. Money talks, y'all.
Fix
money
those potholes.
So, yeah, Monday.
Fix those potholes.
You can, I mean, that's what, I mean, a lot Hold of people on. Are using this for education. I mean, they're making a ton of money.
Fix the potholes. Oh, my God. I'm my father.
Yeah. First things first, Jordan. Let me toke up and then we can get these potholes later, right? Priorities, girl.
All right. Okay.
Priorities. So that's, it's on the rise. And also for you, Kansas basketball.
Okay.
The guys are still in the run. They got their ass kicked on Saturday, but they pulled it out last night, and now we have the ratings because the standings. Mm-hmm. Kansas looking to get their 15th straight Big 12 championship.
The Wildcats remain in the lead with 11-4 record with three games to go. They host Baylor on Saturday. Texas Tech has four losses. They host Oklahoma State on Wednesday with four games to go. Jayhawks are just a game back with three games to go. Kansas is at Oklahoma State on Saturday. Baylor and Iowa State are still in the mix.
There you go. Rock chalk, wave that wheat. We'll see. I went to Mizzou, so I'm indifferent.
Yes. Okay. I'm getting there to know things like that.
Yeah.
That's like a second level of getting used to moving to a new town.
We'll get you there.
Downtown is being looked at in four different spots for a new baseball field. The Royals lease is up in 2031, which to me, that just seems wild.
Yeah, right.
Like, who builds something like that and then gets a lease?
It's a formality, let's be honest.
But by the time, sorry, hold on one second. I need this piece of information. By the time the lease is over, the Royals would have been there. The stadium would have been there for 60 years.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We tried that once before you got here. We tried doing a downtown push.
Really?
Yeah, we tried having for the Royals and the Chiefs to be a retractable roof that would go over. Old people didn't like it. So that took a big old L. Well, that one didn't pass.
As someone that lives downtown, I would be that person screaming if the baseball field was somewhere near me and a ball broke my window, I'd be that old person.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to get into this later. Okay. The resurgence of downtown. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. National news, Yard Barker published. We have a lot of sports news today.
Yeah, we do.
Yard Barker published the most hated teams in sports. Number 5, the Red Sox. 4, the Alabama Crimson Tide. 3, Golden State Warriors. 2, New York Yankees. And 1, I will not say their name. I refuse.
Boo that team.
It's literally whoever you're thinking about is the most hated team in sports. You are right.
Speaking of sports, how about we do sports entertainment?
Sure.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Because I'm a
wrestling
guy.
Not going to have anything to talk about when he comes in around 9:40.
We're taking all this stuff. I'm a wrestling guy. You know this. And wrestling is life. Also, lots of people like WWE and
You're
Roman.
Right.
A ton
and
of
Meredith
us.
Were like hugging and talking about wrestling.
Life is wrestling, man. Yeah. You find that gimmick? So a lot of us know about Roman Reigns. He's like the top guy right now. He's the main guy. Well, he had to take a break. Was battling leukemia. Aww. I guess it was something he'd been battling even since he was a kid. His real name, Joe Anoa'i, because kayfabe is not real, so I'll tell you his real name. And he was back on Monday Night Raw last night, made a little bit of an announcement. So we'll go ahead and play that.
Well, we advertise it as an update, so should we get to the update? The good news is I'm in remission, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope.
Anybody who can beat that horrible disease, heroes.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So I literally just got goosebumps again. Like, it's because you watch wrestling to suspend that disbelief. You know, you try to put that, you know, you put those goggles on. But then when stuff like this happens, it's real life. Mm-hmm. And so when he comes back and you know he's in remission, the crowd goes wild. It's just a really cool little moment. I got a little emotional last night, so it was awesome.
I think that that emotion is going to carry over because I think this is like the perfect song to play.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-oh. You need to pick that up.
No.
You need to pick that up, Jordan, and you need to check that immediately. No. Oh my God. Are you serious? Oh no.
Oh, I'm gonna swear. I'm going to throw up. I just dropped my computer on the floor. What is this? This is supposed to All right.
Is it on?
The screen is working.
How do you just drop that?
I didn't. I just walked over there.
Oh, Jordan. Is that a new one? Is that a new MacBook?
No, I've had it for a couple of years, but the thing is, it's like, okay. I'm not going to swear.
Oh, Jordan, our entire show is on that laptop.
I know. Okay, it doesn't look like there's any damage.
No, oh, look.
The light that works.
Pick it up again. Look underneath.
No, are you, oh my God, how am I?
Look underneath.
How am I not supposed to swear? Let's see if the keyboard works. Oh God.
Have you tried restarting it?
Well, no, I mean, it's A, B, C, D, E, F.
That hit hard.
I know. S T U V W X Y Z. Okay.
Oh, you checked all the letters.
Yes, I did check all the letters. What do you do when you drop your computer? I've never dropped my computer.
Do you have Apple Care?
Mm-mm.
You don't have it, do you?
Mm-mm.
I can tell by your face you don't have Mm-mm. you don't have Apple Care, do you?
Mm-mm. Well, I mean the trackpad is working.
Pull up. Where's your editing stuff? Did you lose everything?
Oh no! What?
Did anything just quit? Did you lose any apps?
I don't know. It just, I'm worried about the fact that the whole thing, I don't care about the apps.
We had things we were going to do.
I know, but.
Is it? Oh no. Jordan. God damn it.
I didn't,
Jordan.
I just turned around. I put it, this stupid thing. What? How? Was there an earthquake? Was it? Will you look? Look right now. Please look right now. Please look right now and see if there was an earthquake while I continue.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good excuse for you.
Did anybody out there feel an earthquake? Because.
No, that was a tragedy. That was hard to watch, Jordan. Are you sure that thing's okay? That hit hard.
I know. My laptop fell off of.
You should drop it again.
Some stupid stand.
Just drop it again.
No, I'm not dropping it again.
It's like, you know, when you had the old Super Nintendo cartridges, you got to blow on it. Just blow on it real quick.
Hold on. Let me try the photo booth app and see if it did anything with the camera, because I FaceTimed my parents with this thing.
Oh, well, actually, that might be a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Unplug it. Someone text line says unplug it and plug it back in.
I mean, it's working. We're just trying to see if anything actually broke. Like, the camera works fine, thank God.
Jordan, I sent you my W-9 on that. If you lost my stuff, I'm now over.
Why did you send me your W-9?
Because your boy's trying to get paid. And now you can't pay me because you're going to buy a new laptop.
Yeah, these are very expensive. This is like the Cadillac of MacBook Pros. It's got like two processors in it and stuff. Okay.
What did you lose? Because you got a face like you lost something.
Whatever the hell we were going to do in this spot.
He's listening, you're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm going to move on.
Sorry, it's wee-wee, my mistake.
I'm going to move on from a lot of things. I am so scared to put my computer where it was.
Yeah, I'll get you some Velcro or something if that helps.
It might need it, honestly. How do DJs rock so hard?
Right.
And their laptops don't, they must have like some kind of clamp for them. Oh, gosh, we need one in here in the studio? There must have been an earthquake.
We're literally in a studio.
Did you look?
Yeah, no, it was a seismic 0.1 quake. Mm. It was specifically in our studio only.
You know, even though that turned my stomach and I was hungry and now I'm not hungry anymore, I am hungry now again because just the word pizza. I just need to see the word. The damn emoji. The emoji. The pizza emoji makes me hungry for pizza. Does that not?
Yeah, no, that makes sense because whenever I see the peach emoji, I want
some ass. Okay. There are children listening.
Sorry. Wee-wee.
You want wee-wee or bum-bum? This is how the whole family can listen along. Well, hopefully the kids don't start repeating us. All right, let's get back to pizza, please. Can we get back to pizza?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It's like dinner time for us anyway. Really?
No joke.
We wake up at 3.
We've almost hit dessert time, if you ask me. Like, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
So what about your pizza, Jordan? What about this pizza?
Well, I found this local news story. I thought it was very interesting. I haven't been here. I've been here long enough to know a lot of stuff, but not everything. I feel like once you've been somewhere for a whole year, then you've actually been there. Mm-hmm. But now there's still surprises, like the fact that it's nice outside and it won't be in 2 days. So there is a pizza place in Lee's Summit.
Whoa.
Right.
That's my hood.
I know.
Whoa. You didn't tell me this story.
I know.
Continue.
They're saying that they have perfected what is called the Kansas City pizza.
Now, such a Lee Summit thing to do.
Is it? Well,
just to claim something that's not
ours.
Is
there one? Because we know Brooklyn pizza is thin crust.
I've never heard of a Kansas City pizza before.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
And maybe I'm wrong. Text line, please let us know. 96500. I don't know of a Kansas City style.
Chicago pizza is deep dish. We know that. Brooklyn, thin, very thin crust, long cheesy pieces.
That's all it is. It's just breadsticks, essentially.
Yeah.
Here, let me look this up because now I'm actually curious.
Kansas City pizza. Well, I have the definition of what they're doing to it to make it different. Because really, it's pizza. How can you do it very differently?
And you really can't botch pizza, can you? You really can't.
Yeah. Pizza is like when you fold that paper in school into the football. Like, it can only be done one, two, or three ways, and that's it. You know?
You just took me back.
Yep. I'm just trying to do something to stop thinking about pizza because I'm, like, drooling right now.
Well, according to TripSavvy.com, there are 9 different types of pizza in the United States.
Okay.
You've got the original Neapolitan, okay? You've got the California style, uses a dough base similar to the Neapolitan, and also similar to New York style. The Chicago deep dish, we know that one. The Chicago thin crust, is that a thing?
I don't like thin crust.
The Detroit style, oh, that is a thing. Lazlo has told me about the Detroit style.
They have that at Parlor. Oh, that's a good pizza. Oh,
Parlor's a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Parlor.
That pizza's there so good.
Spend some money with us.
Man,
please.
All I can think of is pizza.
The New England Greek style. Do you remember that one from your East Coast days?
No, I try to block out my East Coast New England days.
Good for you. Good for you. New York thin crust. We're going to block that out. Mm-hmm. I forgot about this. Yeah. The St. Louis style right across the strait. The state.
What do they do?
So the St. Louis style, it is a unique take. On the, now I'm hungry too.
I know. I bet everybody listening right now is like, you idiots, it's 8:45.
St. Louis style, a unique take on the New York style pizza, originated in the 1960s. Crust, a cracker-like crust without yeast. My favorite type of without yeast. And then finally, the New Jersey style, tomato pie. You remember that one?
No.
So what's Lee Summit doing? What's my hood got going on?
Okay, so they're calling this. So now I know from you that there is no such thing, at least to this point, as the Kansas City style pizza.
Here, let me pull the text line.
The website that I got this story from, thetakeout.com, made a couple suggestions as to what they would think the Kansas City style pizza should be. One was they would throw burnt ends on the top of it. Because, you know, barbecue, right?
Okay, I'll follow you on that one.
Slather it in barbecue sauce, obviously. Yeah. Cut it into the shape of the Royals logo. These are their three options of making something Kansas City style. But the restaurant, the pizza place in Lee Summit, is not doing any of those. So they're, ready? Okay, crispy bottom.
So my favorite bottom.
Right?
My favorite kind.
Crispy bottom.
Nom, 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 nom. I'm so sorry.
Can you just think about pizza and not your girlfriend for 5 minutes, please? Please. Crispy bottom. Right. This is the woman who preaches abstinence. Crispy bottom. Herb butter brushed crust. Great. I can see where your brain is going with this.
I'm a fallback.
And then what's different is it's like a Chicago style pizza, but the sauce goes on top, and that's what they're calling the Kansas City pizza. The sauce is on the top.
So we're making it up. We're making this up.
I guess so. I mean, I'd like the takeout.com's idea of throwing barbecue sauce on it.
More sense to me. And you cut it out in the Royals logo. It was hilarious. That's excellent. That's so, so good. Text line says there's no such thing. Never heard of KC Pizza. I live in Lee Summit. Which place? I'm also curious about that. The closest thing people are saying to Kansas City style pizza is Casey's, the gas station.
What?
Oh, yeah. Casey's breakfast pizza, the gas station. Oh, man.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that?
Outskirts of towns, usually.
Okay.
That's kind of their bread and butter. We got some in Lee Summit.
You know, I have a friend that lives in KCK, and every weekend we have brunch. I ask her, where do you want to go? And she keeps suggesting this gas station. And I'm like, I'm not eating breakfast from a gas station.
you'd be surprised, Jordan.
But that's what she says.
You'd be
shocked. It's very good.
Casey's isn't bad. Hey, what's the spot? What's this Lee Summit spot? Because I gotta go after work now.
Okay, I have to find it. Hold on one second. I didn't want to give them free.
Oh, please do, because I want that pizza, girl.
Okay, hold on.
Listen, we are not too proud to beg on this show.
So, just throwing the sauce on the top is the idea of Kansas City. I mean, hey, it could be good. Who knows? I'm not.
I mean, it's got a crispy bottom.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? All right, hold on. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm so scared of my computer right now because of what happened earlier that. I apologize.
Kansas City Pizza.
Okay, I got it. Long Bell.
Kansas City Pizza.
Long Bell Restaurant.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
yep.
That's it.
I am familiar with Long Bell.
In Lee's Summit.
Yours truly, Lee's Summit, Missouri. That's such a Lee's Summit thing to do.
Why do you say that? What does that mean?
Just rich white folks just claiming something.
That's right. That's right.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
I am so hungry.
Man.
It's at least lunchtime for us. We've been up since 3.
Oh, no, we're dinner, Jordan.
But nobody makes pizza at 8:30. Actually, wait. I got a text to the text line that says, if Hartzell were a true friend,
okay,
he'd pick up Casey's breakfast pizza for Jordan?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Whoa.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Breakfast pizza?
It's damn good.
No, this sounds amazing.
But I got to go get it, don't I?
Yes.
That just requires effort.
Sauce on the top. Yeah, so basically what we were talking about is a place in Lee's Summit, Long Bell Restaurant.
What up, Lee's Summit?
Which I'm pretty sure may or may not be patroned a lot today because we're subliminally telling people to eat pizza at least. They are perfecting what they call the Kansas City pizza because there was none before. So, you know, that's what an entrepreneur does.
It
really is. You see something. That's what I felt like Yes You Are did with their Kansas City Chiefs song.
The Chiefs Kingdom Coming. Yeah. You got to get while it's hot, you know?
True visionaries see things that aren't there.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg, you know, people that are just like, let's do this and this, and it doesn't exist yet. So anyway, true visionaries.
Look at us.
Mark Zuckerberg, Kiana from Yes You Are, in my brain, and Long Bell Restaurant in Lee's Summit.
What a squad. What a squad that is. I would go to battle with that team.
So
go to war with the team you got.
There is no Kansas City-style pizza, but a lot of cities in the United States have their certain type of pizza. The website, thetakeout.com, which is where I got this story, made a joke that if there were a Kansas City-style pizza, it would possibly have burnt ends at the top, which is, duh, you would marry.
Give me some barbecue sauce on
yes.
that. Yes.
Barbecue and pizza. That to me. But I've only been here for 6 months, so when I get to a year, then I'll start, like, throwing around my weight.
I don't know. I think you're pretty close, to be honest. Pretty close to that.
But, so what the text line is like, sorry, excuse me. So, Long Bell Restaurant, their Kansas City-style pizza is just like Chicago pizza, but the sauce goes on top. That's what they're calling the Kansas City style pizza. So, wow, that face. I've never seen that face. Wow. If you could see the face that Hartzell is making right now, he has a stiff upper lip.
It's the sauce on top.
Seems messy.
So messy.
Could be delicious.
Oh, I'm sure probably. Honestly, I'm sure it is. That's a lot of stuff. And I spill. You've seen me eat. It's heinous.
I've literally seen you eat out of the trash can when I threw something out.
We had to throw that part in. Come
Minsky's
on.
Is the place that the text line has been just going crazy about.
Minsky's?
Yeah.
Minsky's is like my Starbucks in Lee's Summit. So when I go write, we're writers, you know, we do screenplays and stuff like that. And so I was just at Minsky's like 2 weeks ago. Like, got 2 or 3 Miller Lights, posted up at the bar, wrote about my tragic hero. As I'm enjoying some Minsky's. That's what we do in Lee's Summit. You got to find that hangout. Apparently, we'll find us a KC Pizza while we're there.
Are you writing with your hand or are you typing on a computer?
I do handwritten.
So you get pizza sauce all over.
Oh, I can show you my notebook right now. It has shades of Minsky's on it right now.
Shades of Minsky's.
That's a title. That's a title.
Oh, my God. I want pizza so bad.
Let's get you some pizza, huh?
I want it so bad. We have an hour left.
That means we have an hour.
We're going to die.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening?
In music news, I don't know how I missed this, but the Umbrella Academy, that show on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was written by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
How did I not know? It's like I missed a day of life.
And go watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's very good. I'm going to watch it. But he said that he modeled some of the characters on the show after his band members in My Chemical Romance because being in a band is like being in a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's like X-Men. You should go watch it.
Amazing. Flea is giving away a bass. You have to create a short video of your Flea-inspired bass riff and then hit them up on Twitter for the details. And Billie Eilish's debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Good question. That comes out on March 29th. And if you pre-order it, if you haven't done it yet, pre-order it from Target, you get an exclusive poster, sticker, and temporary tattoos.
And by the way, Billie Eilish, come to town.
Yes.
Don't forget about
but
that.
But it's super, 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 super sold out.
We might be able to take care of that.
I don't know about promising that because you should see my DMs.
I know some people, Jordan.
Okay, good. Well,
I know some people.
I'm going to need you to get me 5,000 tickets.
Jordan, listen. Get in line. I got some DMs too. All right, let's wrap up some recap in here. National news, mm-hmm. Your president, your favorite president, headed to Vietnam for a summit with Kim Jong-un, North Korea. We'll see what happens. A lot of nothing happened last time, but we'll see. Hey, you know what? If we're talking it out, let's give the man some credit. Let's see what happens. But also, Congress today going to vote to basically silence Trump's national security or national emergency at the border. Long story short, it's going to get vetoed. So this is basically just it's a protest kind of vote. And let's now move on to...
Wait, I've got a national story.
Oh, national again?
I've got a national story,
oh,
yes.
Big yeah, league yeah. me on that one,
So look in your fridge, actually your freezer, because you wouldn't put this in your fridge. Look in your freezer for a frozen meal from Boston Market, the boneless pork ribs frozen meal. It contains pork, ribs, and glass. So throw it out. Boston Market boneless pork ribs. Frozen. It's in the news today. It's been recalled because there's glass in mm-hmm. there.
Hey, it's like that extra touch of love, you know? You can't.
No, it's not.
You can't put that ingredient in there. I mean, you gotta. You either got it or you don't.
It's a giant mistake. Do you have local news?
I do have. You know what? This local news might go with that all because right. you might need a beer to really wash that down.
The glass?
Of course. You got to. Kansas. My friends on the Kansas side. 3-2 beer. Oh, no, that's no more. That's no longer a thing. We're moving up 6%. You can get that at your convenience stores, at your gas station, starting April 1. So go and do that because the time is now. We've been waiting so long for that.
I bet.
3-2 is just not. It's not going to do it for me.
That just makes you have to go to the bathroom.
It makes me have to go buy real beer.
Right.
That's what it makes me do.
You can't get your Tank 7 out here.
No, we find ways. We'll bootleg that.
Bootleg. Wow.
Right. And we got one more. This one just kind of hits close to the heart. Entertainment news. Roman Reigns, WWE superstar. He had to take a leave of absence because he was battling leukemia. Made his return to Monday Night Raw last night where he announced that he is now in remission, which is just
That's amazing.
Awesome. So the big dog is back reclaiming his yard.
He is the big dog.
He's the big dog.
All right. I'm proud of that.
Ooh-rah.
Good for you. Anybody that can beat that horrible disease.
Seriously. Yeah.
Heroes.
And I really like that dude too. So Good. Watch the video and try not to get goosebumps. Not possible.
Hartzell had goosebumps.
I did. And tears.
So finally, apparently Facebook is collecting data on your heart rate and your menstrual cycle.
They got our cycle?
Okay. But how the hell do they know that? I was trying to figure this out. How the hell do they know that? And do you think it's maybe just once a week they notice, well, once a month they notice that my statuses are just angrier?
Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
We need an intro for show.
Yeah, we should do that, shouldn't we?
Because that's not just like, hey, there's these people on a boat singing.
Don't try to give me emotional, Jordan. You gonna give me an intro? Don't give me emotional.
Of course.
Don't give me. See, oh, try to give me emotional.
So, can you imagine if we do like an NWO?
I would. Bow, bow,
bow, bow, yes. Bow, bow, you can.
I'd Lady Gaga this thing if you gave me
you
an intro.
You would just cry.
Oh.
Shake and tremble.
Thank you. So much.
I would hold you. I would hold you. We would video it and put it all on Facebook because that's what we do. So, thank you for coming in.
Oh, no problem. We had fun.
We attempted sports today.
There you go.
We did good.
Yeah.
About that.
We done did good, show. You would have been proud of us.
Talked about the fact that there might be four spots downtown that they're looking for stadiums for. Oh, you rolled your eyes. Okay.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. We'll move on. What else did we do from sports?
I'm a fan of it.
We did we did KU. We talked about KU. We talked about Roman Reigns. The big dog is back. What else do we do in sports? We did some things and talked about some stuff.
We did the top 5 most hated teams in sports.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
According to the website yardbarker.com. Are you familiar with that website, Mr. Show?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he show preps, Jordan.
Ah, yes.
Come on.
Yardbarker.com is one of your first websites. So have you seen this list yet?
No, but I can imagine if we're talking about the most hated teams, I can imagine who's on it.
Oh, my God. Let's do that instead.
I like that idea. Yeah.
You want to?
Is it top 5?
I have a list of 10.
10, okay.
All right. 10. So if you can give me 5 off of that 10 list, then Hartzell will wash your car.
What?
Well, the Cowboys are on it. I would imagine.
Yes, the Cowboys are on it. You're right. Number seven.
And the Patriots.
That's number one. Yeah.
And the Yankees.
Yes, that's number two.
She likes the Yankees.
And the Lakers, I would imagine, are on the list.
Yes, three, six, six. Yep.
Is this any sport?
Yes, like, all sports.
Because I'm trying to
including college football. There's a college football and a college basketball.
Okay,
team.
Duke is on there.
Absolutely,
yep, you're right. Damn, you are 5 for 5.
Notre Dame. I was trying to think of the most hated soccer team. Like,
actually, none of these are none of the ones that are left in the top 10 are soccer.
Because they love the beautiful game. That's why.
Do they?
There's no reason to hate on soccer.
Yeah.
There's two NBA teams. One you named already, the Lakers.
The Celtics are probably in there.
No, actually.
I know this one. You'd be surprised who was.
Oh, the Warriors.
On the
yes. Warriors.
Why do people hate the Warriors? I thought they were good.
Well, that's kind of the dream that we want here.
Okay.
When you are good, we like in 10 years here in Kansas City, we want the Chiefs to be on that list.
Yes. Okay.
Like we want people outside of here to hate Patrick Mahomes
because he's
the way.
So good.
The way that you hate Brady.
It's
that's
like you
what
said,
you want.
It's like you said yesterday. Remember how the Mahomes mania and mm-hmm. show's kind of over it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Golden State. When you're so good, it's almost irritating.
But they're a-holes, though.
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Golden State, he shoots shots and then runs down before it goes in.
Steph Curry?
To signify that I know it's going in. Yeah, they do a-hole things,
It's like when you hit a home run and you pimp the bat when you throw it
But
out.
I'm a fan of the a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
That's got that in there.
Really? So is Hartzell.
Yes. a toast for the douchebags, am I right?
That's right.
That wasn't what I was talking about. Can you guess the college football team that's on the top 10 most hated teams in sports list?
Did I say Notre Dame?
You did say Notre Dame.
It's not them.
It's not them. Mm.
College football.
You know this one. You know this one.
Do you know this one?
Alabama, yep. I'm guessing.
Yep. Nice.
Nick Saban, man.
Yeah,
boom.
Saban.
Red Sox, Cowboys. You said the Cowboys.
See that's
Oh, wait, did you say Duke?
Yeah, Duke. Yeah,
okay, Duke for college basketball, yes.
They've got a bunch of guys that have punchable faces through the years.
Oh, man.
Damn, sports are...
No, yeah, I mean, you're just a guy that, like, just when you look at him, you're like, God, I just want to punch that guy.
Like, right in that jaw.
Punchable face. So a lot of people who are my listeners say that I have that face. But they've got several guys through their time frame where it's just like, God, I just want to punch J.J. Redick. He does. Now, he started to get tattoos, and I've become a J.J. Redick now. I don't think he has a punchable face once he got those tattoos.
Yeah, my boy got horned.
But before that, I just used to want to punch him.
So what, and you're here from 610 Sports, thank you for making the way down the hall.
Yes, thank you.
What is it about a team that makes people hate them?
Generally, arrogance. Arrogance is one. First is if you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to win all the time, people then get tired of watching it, and then everybody wants to beat you. And then there's arrogance. I think when you're able to get all of that in one,
mm-hmm.
that is the pinnacle. The Warriors, arrogant as hell. And then if you make things unfair, so Golden State. It feels like they ruined basketball because, hey, we have Steph Curry, who is a two-time MVP, and we have Klay Thompson, the second best shooter of all time, and then we have the best defensive player in the league. Let's go get the second best player in the league because we couldn't beat LeBron.
Right.
And so then they went and got Kevin Durant. So now they have DeMarcus Cousins. All five of their guys in their starting lineup are all-stars. So that can, like, they have it all wrapped
like a monopoly?
One. Yes.
That does sound like the Yankees.
And the Yankees, the Yankees can just go buy stuff and you just,
just go buy
you just
stuff.
Hate them.
Okay, I've got one more question for you. How well do you know hockey?
I dabble.
No, you don't. So why are you lying?
Come on, man. I was a huge Colorado Avalanche fan. Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, Patrick Wye. Oh, man, I'm there, man.
He plays one NHL game one time. He's on the Xbox.
I don't even play video games. I was there in 96.
Were you there in 96?
Yeah, Clyde Lemieux. Yeah, I was there.
Wow. I'm convinced that you know this, but you've listed off 9 of the 10. So there's one NHL team.
Oh, one hockey team.
Yeah.
Top
10 hated teams in sports, according to yardbarker.com.
I don't think it is. It the Canadians? It's
Canadians.
Maybe it's more recent. Who's is it the Penguins? No way!
Ten for ten.
Well, they
ten for ten.
They're winning. They win. They got the best player in Crosby. So yeah, they win.
All right. So last question, real last question. What team do you hate the most? Show from 610 Sports.
Missouri.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
What would our roller derby names be, Jeremy? What would our roller derby names be? Because roller derby names are awesome.
And you got to bring it.
Yeah.
It's got to be intimidating.
I was friends in Atlanta with the girl that was like the best Atlanta roller girl, and her name was Queen Luz Yo Tifa. I still follow her on Instagram. She's an incredible. She's like a great roller derby girl.
Oh, I have one since you mentioned like that. I can do one like that. But I want your journeys first.
I'm so not intimidating, though. I don't know.
You're
what.
You're 6'5".
I know, but it's like...
Oh, I don't know about that. No.
You
can be very... When you turn that on, when you go full, like, Jeremy bitch mode, like, it is a thing, y'all.
I only do that with you.
See?
Boss lady Jeremy.
I just want to hug everybody. I don't want to punch anyone.
She doesn't.
Especially on roller skates.
Except for you.
See?
What's I just want to grab him and shake him. That's really all I want to do.
Maybe she's the shaker. Maybe that's her thing. She's the shaker.
She's the shaker. You came up. I'm sure
I just
that some
hug everyone.
No, don't come in like that. You need to walk in flexing, Jeremy.
We're talking about roller derby for crying out loud. People have like crazy names.
The shaker. I feel like that's. I mean, you got to come out with an entrance music.
See, this is more your realm than mine.
See, I'm already the wheels are turning. I want you to come out like in a cape or like ripped pants.
All right, wait. What's your roller derby name?
Okay. So yeah, what was the queen?
Queen Luz Yo Tifa.
I'm going to be MC Light You Up.
You've been thinking about this.
Yeah, this is my thing.
He's all about this.
You know I love this. This is basically wrestling, so I'm so
right.
In. Yeah.
Exactly.
MC Light You Up.
I still want to be a little tugboat.
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Tomorrow morning at 8:25, we have two of the KC Roller Warriors on. It's so
there
hard to say that.
Well, you know, you nailed it.
KC Roller Warriors.
You're intimidated because, you know, we got the Roller Warriors in here. We got to get a name. We got to get tough.
Well, you
so
have
it's
a
lot
name.
Going on.
You have a name.
Oh, you like MC Light You Up?
That's a great one. I'm thinking of something for mine with sodomy in it.
Sodomy.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.